So many a times we set ourselves on different endeavors. We do something, we pick something up, we keep doing it, and after some certain points we get bored, we drop it. Sometimes we just pick it and drop it. We just start many things in life, and sometimes we do not, or most of the times we do not do justice to it, and we do not fulfill it. And that is a very natural thing. Happens to everybody, I suppose. Happens to me all the time. And today we are going to talk about this one particular perspective which we should get on, so that all these things which we do kind of start making sense, and we can kind of build it in a positive way and feel good about it. So this is a friendly reminder, or a good reminder, or a thinking piece, so that you go ahead and think about it in your context, in your life, in your perspective, about how each thing is an experiment.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So remember those days when we were school in the science lab and we had to do experiments. I'm bringing everybody back to school because not all of us have studied science in their college. So this might not be relatable, but in school, definitely everybody, we were in the school, in the science laboratory, experimenting things and doing things. And those were fun times, man. Just getting to go into the lab, apart from our day-to-day school life, brings back happy memories. And that very, very specific smell of that science lab, not always pleasant, but it used to get you into all a different vibe altogether. And because you were not often visiting the lab, and there were only special days or the special time of the year when there were lab experiments done, at least in my school, in my curriculum, those were some happy moments because they were like hands-on, action-oriented, application-oriented items. So imagine you are in the school right now and you are doing an experiment. And when you do experiment, you kind of get a sheet of paper with all the instructions, step one, step two, step three, step four. And you have to follow that with all the ingredients, or not the ingredients, that's not the way, that's not the word, but with all the equipments and chemicals or whatever, depends if it's a chemistry lab or a physics lab. All the stuff, apparatus is there. You use it according to the steps. There is a goal. There's an aim. Every experiment starts with the aim, and that's the best part about it. And then you follow step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 till the end of the step. And then there is a result section. So you kind of followed everything which you were told with all the equipment you had. And then there is a certain output. If the output matches, you write it down that, okay, this was the result. The aim has been achieved. If the experiment goes bad, you might not hit the same result, or the result won't be of the same quality. So sometimes the teacher will come to you and they will be like, okay, maybe you redo it because maybe you goofed up some steps. So you take it slow and redo it. Or they kind of tell you, okay, next time when you do it, maybe you have to pay attention to this particular step. So that way it's easier for us, our human brain, which is massive, which has massive capabilities, but gets funny at times. It gets easier for our brain to understand that there is aim, steps, you follow the steps, there is a result. And if it goes bad, you don't feel so bad about it because the process was important. You did the whole experiment, and that's a good place. Now apply this same logic in our different projects which we do. For example, a YouTube channel you wanted to start, or some content piece you wanted to create, or some company you wanted to create, some startup you wanted to create, or any different hobby project as well. That also can match. So whenever you pick something up, start with an aim. A small, simple aim for that particular activity. Do not go for a long-term vision that I want to play stadium shows or gigs with my music career right at the beginning of the production learning journey. Don't go that big. Of course, it's good to have that vision, but not in particular thing which we are doing here. So go for an aim of getting better, maybe producing my first track, and then define some steps. That's very experimental. That's flexible. That's up to you. But there are certain steps from 1 to, let's say, N, so that you can go towards the goal of that particular aim. So set that up. So what happens in this particular thing is, once you do the steps, if you fail, you still have the spirit of experiment. Like, I was experimenting. I wanted to do this. This was my aim and I couldn't hit it. But if it goes right, then again, you are happy because you have controlled kind of environment created for yourself for this particular journey. And that way you are treating your endeavor as an experiment and not as something you wanted to do, but then you couldn't do it. Then you lost the motivation and then it just went haywire. So whenever you have some controlled environment created for your brain to do these exercises and to do these things, it gets really interesting. So treat everything as an experiment, be it music production, startup, as I said, anything you're doing. Turn it into an experiment, because if you fail, that's part of the experiment and you won't be demotivated by that, and you will have, again, you can jump back to the step which you kind of goofed up. So steps, no, start with aim, steps and goal, and remember, everything is an experiment. That's all from this particular one. Thank you.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.